Good morning. I'd like to call this regular meeting in the McDonald Local Board of Education for Wednesday, December 27th, to order at 7:32 a.m. Have the roll call, please.
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Seggins?
Here.
Five board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is approve the agenda for this regular meeting. You've all had an opportunity to review the draft agenda. Anyone like to make the motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Any discussion on the motion?
Just one question. We're assuming we already added number three.
Do that now.
Add it in now. Yep.
Right, so.
Right now.
Can we add number three under Finance Committee?
Okay.
The resolution determining to submit to the electors of the high school district. I was just reading that section. The question of the renewal of an existing tax levy pursuant to sections 57.05 to 57.05.197 of the revised code.
Okay. And that will be item three under the Finance Committee. Any other changes, amendments, deletions? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as amended.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting on November 20th, 2017. All had an opportunity to review the minutes. Ready to make a motion on those minutes as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Are we going to have any executive sessions this morning? Okay, we'll do that at the end of the meeting for purposes of item B. And there will be no business conducted when we come out of executive session. Next item of business, recognition of visitors, audience participation. Mr. Hart.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just have a few things I want to pass on to you that I got at the last minute's meeting in November. This here, just some things that are going on up at the TCTC. The first item there is about our ROTC group to put on a nice presentation for Veterans Day. And I was here for Veterans Day here, had a nice program for the veterans. I thought it was very nice. I want to give my pats on the back to the people who organized and run it. But you can bring those people to do a presentation for the entire school. They do a wonderful job at it. The juniors and seniors in high school, they do a real nice job of that. The other thing I want to pass on to you is that we have a fitness program up there. And a lot of people think, the kids think that it's just going to go up there and work out, but it's not. It's training kids, young kids, to open up their own fitness shop. And they put out a thing about food fitness, and I thought it'd be nice to look over. Maybe somebody would like to integrate something like this to our kids here at school. Kind of neat that the kids did this. And the other thing is that I know we're here and we're getting into the Chromebooks here, the school. we're updating our technology and everything. And I think, Kevin, you're doing a heck of a job. I just want to, you know, finally getting the right, going down the right road. But TCTC has iPads, and they've had them for quite a number of years. And theirs is through Apple. And there are 400 schools worldwide, that's worldwide, that are in the elite group as TCTC. TCTC is the only K-12 public school in the state to receive the Apple Distinguished Award. They don't give that out lightly. And we're, and TCTC, that we're a part of, they're part of us, got that award. So I just thought you'd like to know that. Any questions, concerns, gripes? Anything you want to bring up besides your breakfast? No? All right, thank you for your attention.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Anything else? Any other visitors like have any questions or say anything?
Sit down.
Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to old business. Is there any old business to bring before the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. Move to the Finance Committee, Mr. Hannon, chairperson.
There's three items for coming from our committee today to help you support. But before I go to that, because we may be leaving early here, I don't know if you're aware, but I'd like to make a comment here about Maplewood School District and state awards. They won two separate awards.
I can't hear you, Tom.
Maplewood Elementary School, they received the honors of the buildings for their passage of the whole system. And it's not the first time they did this, but the recognition of the paper, the principal said, she said, Kevin O'Connell was serving as principal at the Maplewood Elementary School in Green when the report was done. Because of his work there,
That's
why they got the award. So I'm going to give this to the parents. You can put it in the next chapter. It's really quite an honor. And we recognize what you've done in the past. Of course, we'd like to see that here. I just wanted to...
No pressure.
I wanted to record. I have a couple of copies anybody wants. You can see it. Okay. The treasury report first. We have the information from the treasurer, the bills that will be paid. Everything's in order. So the new recommendations.
Okay.
We can make comments now before, but I think we're in good shape.
All right. Then we'll move into our items of business. The first is the Treasurer's Financial Report for November 2017, comprised of the check register, financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hinton and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion upon the motion?
Everything's in great order. You've done a great job with the year.
Okay. Hearing nothing else, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Cabazella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is a resolution to approve the disposition of item number 14030. That's that Betco Watchman 20-inch walk-behind floor scrubber. It's no longer operational. It's been replaced. So upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I would call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Any discussion upon the motion?
Tom Amicot has done a great job trying to band-aid that together as long as he could.
Okay. Hearing no further discussion, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Kleiss?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Cabazella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item of business is a resolution to determine the submission to the electors of the school district, question of a renewal of an existing tax levy. A copy of that resolution is attached to these minutes. Is there a motion to approve, or I should say, upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second? Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon, seconded by Mrs. Kleiss. Discussion upon the motion.
I think think we discussed it last meeting, the two-step process, correct?
Yep.
And this is number one, and we have I hope you all support this.
Hearing no additional discussion, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sanganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Now moved into the Personnel Committee, Mrs. Glaze, chairperson.
No report this morning.
Okay.
I almost said this evening.
No report this evening either, though,
nope.
Right? Okay. So we got that covered. Move into business. First item is a resolution to hire Michael Hecker on an MEA contract with full benefits effective December 1st, 2017. His daily rate is $192.93 and is based on column 1, BA, step 0 for annual compensation of $35,305. Mr. Hecker has reached the 60th day and is entitled to the same benefits as per Ohio Revised Code section 3319.10. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Glaze and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sanganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire the following personnel on supplemental contracts for the 2017-2018 school year pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. That would be Christian Rusinowski as an assistant softball coach for $2,118. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Glaze and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sanganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire following personnel on supplemental contracts for the 2018-2019 school year pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. John Anthony, Marching Band Director, $5,447. Michael Richards as the girls' head cross-country coach, $3,994. Chris Roop as boys' head cross-country coach, $3,994. Matt Vukovic as a boys' head golf coach, $3,268. And Dan Williams as the head football coach, $8,352. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Glaze and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sanganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. And our final resolution is to approve the following personnel for professional leave. It's for the individuals, for the dates and events, and for the amounts as set forth in your agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Glaze and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sanganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move on to the Program Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
There are three items that I hope to support. They're all very routine.
Okay. So our first item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the following policies. These are as set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Glaze?
Yes.
Mr. Sang?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the OSBA Legal Assistance Fund consultant service for 2018 in the amount of $250. Copy of that is attached to Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Gannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes. Motion carries. And finally, a resolution to approve the OSBA annual membership dues and the school management news subscription in the amount of $2,900, copy of which is attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capozzello. Any discussion? I think this is money well spent every year. This is a great resource, and I'm glad we participate. Let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Next, move to the Building and Grounds Committee. Mr. Capozzello is the chairperson.
Nothing new. I know we have installed the fire alarm system, Kevin?
Yes. Have our alarms finished both buildings are in operation right now, burglary and fire.
And then any news on the cameras?
Security cameras, we had a meeting with Ryan Johnson. He was the security consultant that GPD brought in to organize the project with us. We spent a day here going over the layout of the building as well as the camera locations, as well as starting to talk about the specs that we need for the cameras. He also met with Mr. Studer, our technology coordinator, to look at the aspects that we're going to need from his side. So the next step from this point forward would be the bid would go out with the exact specs that we're looking for on the system.
And then any new stuff we'll just cover in your report, I imagine.
Okay, thank you. Move on to the treasurer's report. Anything additional?
Nothing much additional. We're still right in the lane as far as on target with our 5-year forecast, so there's nothing really unusual out there. We're in good shape. We've got almost $8.2 million invested now, so that's bringing more interest money and keeping us healthy. So good shape.
Thanks, Bill. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Real quick, as I've mentioned, how alarm and security cameras, and the third thing on the buildings and grounds part for me was the stage rigging. We are looking to get a meeting scheduled in January. That's a good time for us because we have a little window right now where there's not a lot of activity up on the stage. So GPD will be out. I've set that up also. Mr. Dimitrovich will work with us, and I'll make sure that Mr. Capozzello is here for that meeting. So we will be moving forward with that stage rigging project as well. On the curriculum and professional development side, you have both the high school building report and the elementary report. On the back of the high school report, you can see, just so you guys have a little background, there's a survey that was conducted taking a look at what kids would be interested in possibly having a lunch served here at the high school. We wanted to take a look at what our options are. As you can see, most kids, as we anticipated, are not interested, but there are a group that still are. We want to take a look at our students who receive a free reduced lunch and see if there is an option to get them a lunch served up here at the high school. So Mr. Carquito has reached out to about every company that handles any kind of lunch services in the area. And so we're going to continue to do some legwork on that and see if maybe by the end of this year if we could start a trial program to see how many of those kids would actually be interested in having lunch. One of the questions was, well, are we going to order off the same thing that Roosevelt is? Probably not, because we can't handle the kitchen side of that. If we're making fiestadas, as I know everybody's kids here love, we'd probably have about 250 kids here at the high school that would want to eat that, and we don't have the oven space nor the transportation for that. So we're definitely looking to target those students who need help and they're offering reduced lunch and make sure they have what they need. The waiver day that was held in December, that was a very successful day for us. Not only did we meet here at the county to go over our curriculum mapping as well as our assessments, but now we're taking a look at having the, strange as it sounds, the teachers are grading their own assessments, looking at those assessments to see if they're meeting the depth of knowledge and meeting the rigor that we're looking for as a district. We also sent two teachers to high school, Mrs. Smith from the high school, Mr. Rongi from the elementary school. Went over to Austintown and spent another half day over there looking at the STEM programs that they offer and having some ideas of what they're going to start to bring to us. Three teachers from the elementary school, one from kindergarten, first and second, also spent half a day over at Maplewood looking at a reading series, starting that conversation with them because they'll be looking at reading and math this year. So we wanted to give them some connections to people that are actually teaching.
Cap, do you know, what is that Super Kids reading program? Do you know anything about it? Or?
Yeah, the one that we looked at Maplewood, and it's just an option. And that's what we wanted them to know. We want to give them as many tools to look at. The Super Kids is a very high phonics-based reading program. It's new to this area. You see, I think there's only two schools probably in this area that are using it right now, Niles as well as Maplewood's in their first year. So it kind of just takes a, I don't want to say it goes back a little bit of an old school approach, but it does.
Clinical.
It does.
It's old school. That's how we learn.
Yeah. And one of the things that I found really fascinating with it is it takes the same characters and reuses them throughout the year. So for the kids, there's a really high buy-in because they want to know what that character is doing next
week.
They want to know what they're doing in the next story. So they become really familiar with the series. And I mean, there's literally action figures that go with it. So they have, you know, they're doing role playing, they're doing all kinds of different things. So it's just one option, but we really want to start the process going for them. But we want to have them take ownership of it. So it's not a matter of us saying, hey, Super Kids is the way to go. We want them to start looking at every aspect that's out there and finding the tool that they really see fits them best. So Mr. Jones is working really hard with that, providing them every opportunity to take a look at those options.
Is that a K-6?
It's actually a K-2. It is designed only a K-2 program. And then after that point, you know, it's looking at another series. The second thing I was excited, I have a handout here for you, and I know it might look like a lot of notes, but this was what we started from the strategic planning meeting that we held on December 13th. This is the feedback that we got from board members, the parents, the students, and we started to take a look at defining our mission statement, guiding principles, and then the strategic goals. One of the interesting things is we sat there, the meeting consisted of the whole administrative team as well as three teachers from the high school and three teachers from the elementary school. The teachers that were there thought adding a slogan or a motto would be something that they kind of got excited about. So you could see what they came up with at the top was they wanted to have their slogan or motto be the place to be. And so as you can see, we have a mission statement started. The guiding principles are all set. The strategic goals we're not finished with, and the teachers actually asked if they could take some time, go over these, and then come back and meet again in January, which, you know, they were invested in it, so I was excited about that. So there's notes back here. I wanted to give you guys an update of where we're at, and so that way if you see anything on here, have any feedback for me, please don't hesitate. And we'll try to make two versions. One will have a little bit more in depth, and the other one will be a shorter version that we'll publish on our website. I know I sent out a copy of what the prototype of that website will look like. Mm-hmm. They have told me by mid-January they anticipate we'll be able to have that website up and running. So it was definitely an upgrade. It definitely catches your eye. Some highlights from the month, too, I wanted to go real quick. National Honor Society was held, and I just want to read off the list of the students that were selected because I think this is a really important honor for our district. Jenna O'Neill, Braden Roop, Xavier Bocan, Leah Brown, Jack Buchan, Macy Guerra, Hayden Mason, Tanner Maddock, Logan Shields, Jenna Simmons, Michaela Smith, Juliana Shirock, Julia Williams, Tyler Worrell were all selected to our National Honor Society, so I want to congratulate them and as well as thank Mrs. Ross for her work with the National Honor Society program. From the elementary school side, I had a chance to go watch the spelling bee this year. I'm going to be honest with you, I've never seen a spelling bee go that long, ever. they had to go back, find new words.
Oh, really?
They never had to, I mean, And there were three young ladies that just, I mean, they were absolutely doing battle with each other.
Wow.
Spelling words that myself and Mr. Jones were sitting there trying to get them up on our phone because we had never heard of them.
Wow.
So I do have the list of the winners there. First place was Mackenzie Samborg. Second was Haley Shiley. And third place was Addison Andrews. So I want to congratulate them. It was truly fun to watch. It was actually nerve-wracking in there because of all the pressure from these kids. But yeah, first time they said in school history they had to go back and find an alternate list and pull it out because they needed extra words.
That's fantastic.
Last note I had was January 10th is the date that we have set up right now for our organizational meeting as well as the regular meeting for the month of January. During that meeting, I've had the principals from both buildings as well as Mrs. Crumpack will be here to present to the board. Their presentation is going to focus on what we're doing academically this year, what changes we're looking to make. And I've also invited the boys and girls cross-country teams. I've invited, told the coaches to reach out to the kids and to please have them come out to the meeting so that we can honor them for their achievements this year.
Any questions?
Is that meeting at 7?
7 o'clock.
7, yeah.
On January 10th.
Any items for board discussion?
I'm just going to thank Kevin. Every meeting, he brings up a date with information you've never heard of for 2 years or a year and a half. It's really, really refreshing to hear these things.
Kev, one thing, maybe, I don't even know if there's if what we're doing is right or not. It could be. The flow of traffic up at the grade school. Do we want... So the front parking lot's fine. We got one-way traffic. The other parking lot, we have two-way traffic. And people are dropping off kids more and more both directions.
Okay.
I don't know how smart that is.
I agree. And the kids crisscross all over the place.
Okay, so they're coming in off of 6th Street and 7th
yes.
Street when they're into that parking lot.
So. Right.
So I don't know if we want to address... I mean, it's, if you want to pull in there and park, it might be okay from 6th.
I've even seen people use it as like a cross or like a road.
Sure.
What's that one?
Coming from this side, going to that side. That's...
We might just want to make it one-way traffic altogether.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something I'll sit down and talk to Chief Woodley, and we'll see maybe we can come up with a plan. In the meantime, to at least make sure someone's sitting there as well. That could be a good place to at least have the crews in there to try to help us direct the traffic through. But that is our sign, so if we want to put a one-way... private road, I don't think we need anything from the village.
I don't think that's a dedicated street.
Yeah, so we can go ahead and mark that any way we need to. So
in either direction works, I don't think it...
It doesn't matter,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter which
probably
direction.
Want to keep it the same, though, as they're coming in off of 6th Street on both sides. We might make it easier so that we don't get that, like you said, the crisscrossing through. Less confusion, maybe.
It's something probably just to have somebody, like you said, observe, because the other thing is pickup time at 2:30. When parents arrive late, there's no parking.
Sure.
Then they park along that street, and some of them, you know, the traffic is moving pretty steadily heading, I don't know which direction this would be, east on 7th. And then a car just will pull over and wait for their kid and block up all of the traffic, like right outside of that crosswalk. It gets a little...
And that puts a lot of pressure on our students that are also serving as the safety patrols.
Exactly.
And we want to make that job as
exactly.
easy as we can for them. Okay.
Where's the next newsletter going?
The school, actually, I don't think one's been printed in quite some time. It's actually on our strategic list of something we want to bring back.
Well, I didn't hear that.
The school newsletter, or the district newsletter.
Oh, okay.
The school newsletter we could send home, goes home from Roosevelt every month. We want to go back to sending that district one home.
But that's where our problem is.
Yes.
That should be mentioned in our
Google
notes.
And the good part, too, is we can also use our other methods now of the one call now system. I have no problem putting a phone call out there detailing the same thing. That has been something that's really been a benefit to us so far between making the phone calls, but also the text messaging. For instance, the basketball game that was moved from Friday to tonight. It was nice to be able to send that text message home to all our parents, too, as another reminder, as well as the marquee, as many options as we can to talk to all our parents.
Okay. Well, this time we will entertain a motion to enter executive session at 8:02 a.m.
Second.
For the purposes of discussing consider purchase of property for public purposes for sale of property for competitive bidding. Motion duly made and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, move upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We enter executive session.